Land Rover is pumping the brakes on the all-electric Defender. The British marque is pushing back the debut of the battery-powered version of its beloved off-roader until next decade, according to The Times. The delay may allow the company to turn its attention to a smaller version of the popular 4x4. The next generation of the SUV, which would have been the first to offer an electric powertrain option, has been pushed back 2 years to 2030 at the earliest. Its release is being delayed in part to see how the EV market, which is currently nowhere near as big as automakers predicted it would be earlier this decade, continues to evolve. The slower-than-expected embrace of EVs isn't the only reason behind the delay. Parent company Jaguar Land Rover, like many European automakers, has been hurt by the Trump administration's tariff war. The growing popularity of Chinese automakers has also eaten into the company's global market share. JLR, as Inside EVs points out, is also still dealing with the aftereffects of a Russian cyberattack that forced it to shut down vehicle production for 5 weeks in 2025. Last quarter, the company delivered 79,300 vehicles, which is down 9% from the same period last year. There aren't many concrete details surrounding the next-gen Defender, but we do know that it will be built on JLR's Electrified Modular Architecture, EMA, platform. The 800-volt setup will allow the company the flexibility to offer the SUV with an all-electric or hybrid powertrain. No official timeline has ever been released for a battery-powered Defender, but The Times reports that delay, however long it ends up being, isn't said to affect a previously announced smaller, baby Defender. That model, which is rumored to launch as an EV and may be named the Defender Sport, is expected to debut next year. We may have to wait for an electric version of the full-size Defender, but that doesn't mean JLR is ready to give up on EVs. Instead, the brand is choosing to prioritize those closer to release during a difficult financial period for the company. This includes the electric Range Rover, Range Rover Sport, and just-announced Range Rover GT, the last of which will also be built on the EMA platform. No firm timetable has been announced for the high-riding Grand Tourer, but there's been reporting that the finished production version could be unveiled as soon as next year.